Welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronic supply chain fields. I'm Mike Puto, president of the Printed Circuit Engineering Association. Few persons in our industry are as notable as our guest today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome back Wally Rhines, the longtime head of Mentor Graphics and now the spokesperson for the ESD Alliance, which is part of the Semiconductor Equipment and Materials International. Each quarter on this show, Wally shares the latest electronic design automation data. Hello, Wally. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Mike. Good to talk again.
Yep. I do also want to note at the top of this podcast someone who's not on today's call, and that's Merlin Brunken. Merlin was the longtime market intelligence director with Siemens Digital Industries and before that Mentor. He has retired. It's very sorry to miss him on this call because I always enjoyed his contributions. He was probably the preeminent market researcher for PCB design. And so we wish him all the best in his retirement.
Yeah, that's a real loss. I think Merlin had more insight into the numbers, the trends, the industry, what was happening than anyone else I've known. And so he was always providing the insight that others didn't. So we'll miss him greatly, but I don't think he's disappeared. I think you'll see him participating in a lot of activities going forward.
Good, good. Today we are discussing the fourth quarter 2023 EDA market numbers from the ESD Alliance. These are for the period ending January 31st, 2024, and they are being released on April 8th. The ESD Alliance report covers everything from semiconductor tools to PCB design software to services, plus employment and so forth. Per usual, we will start with PCB. And I'm smiling here because it was yet another strong quarter.
It truly was. PCB came through really strong this time. The overall worldwide PCB and multi-chip module revenue grew 21% versus the same quarter a year ago. That's extremely strong growth and substantially stronger than the overall EDA industry.
Now, revenue was down sequentially for PCB and MCM, but it was the second straight quarter that that segment topped $400 million. And those are the only two times that's ever happened in industry history.
Yeah, that's $410 million in the fourth quarter. So that takes the year 2023 to $1.6 billion. Really remarkable. For a business that we thought was mature a long time ago, it clearly isn't. It's growing, and the not only the 21% growth for the quarter compared to a year ago, but 18.9% for the total year, a very healthy number.
Well, I'd hate to be identified with anything that's mature, so... So overall, the market gains, you mentioned that PCB outpaced the rest of the market, but overall the market gains were broad-based and generally very solid, the exception being the IC segment. What happened there?
Well, so yes, as you say, everything segment-wise was positive on a worldwide basis. And actually, the one segment, which is a significant one, was IC layout. And it was basically flat, down 1% for the quarter. Year to date, it still remains very strong. For the year 2023, it was 20% growth. So I wouldn't take this one quarter as indicative of too much. But the particular weakness was in the pack rim. That's where it was down 8%. The other parts of the world, pretty closer to flat, except Europe, where it was up substantially. So when you look at the pack rim and say what happened there, China was actually quite weak, which is unusual. China's been a very big driver in the past. But we had pretty good strength in Taiwan, Korea, and India. But overall... that's really the source of the difference in IC design layout. And we'll see what happens in coming quarters. My expectation is that we've got an awful lot of custom design activity going on. So I would say the 20% total year number is more indicative of what's going on in the industry than the flat quarter to quarter measure in the fourth quarter.
I do want to point out that Japan, which has been really kind of the outlier against the other geographies for some time, actually has had a pretty good year.
It has. It's picked up quite a bit. Japan for the total year was 9.4% for total EDA. License and maintenance, 15%, which essentially means tools and the maintenance for those tools. That's a very strong number. Japan seems to be coming back strongly. In the quarter-to-quarter comparisons, Japan was up 8.3% versus a year ago. And so it'll finish the year with a total, well, as I mentioned, a year, total year number for EDA that's slightly above that 9.4%. And hopefully we'll see continued reacceleration of Japan, which has been relatively weak over the last 5 years.
In the past, each region has seen its fair share of sequential dips, of course, but with the exception of Japan, over the past decade or more, they've generally been short-lived, maybe just a quarter or two. Certainly, there's quite a bit of focus on the sustainability of the market growth, but putting aside the obvious political environments and conflicts around the world, I don't want to diminish those, but do you see any obvious market-driven red flags?
Well, the biggest one was we had in 2023 was a very weak year for semiconductors. So we had minus 10% basically for the total semiconductor industry. And so you would think, wow, these people have to watch their pennies, even though things seem to be recovering very well this year. Surely there must have been some cutback on spending last year, and there wasn't much. We just had a phenomenal quarter in third quarter. And if you look at sustainability over time, I'd point out that since the second quarter of 2020, we've now had 15 consecutive quarters of positive growth for the EDA license and maintenance part, and 20 consecutive quarters of positive growth for total EDA revenue that started in the first quarter of 2019. So the EDA industry seems to have remarkable resilience despite the ups and downs of the semiconductor industry. And a lot of people have highlighted that that's partly at least related to the fact that EDA custom IC design is no longer targeted just on semiconductor-related companies. It now has a large share of its revenue going to other systems kinds of companies, the Google, Facebook, Amazon, people, or should say Meta, Facebook, instead of Facebook, Amazon, those kinds of companies who now actually, if you include Apple, they buy 25% of the foundry wafers in the world. So they're doing a lot of customized IC design. And I think that helps provide for this sustainability we're seeing in overall numbers, which for the total year 2023 is 14.1% growth, just about the same as the fourth quarter, quarter to quarter growth.
Wally, if the much-discussed CHIPS Act funds actually materialize to the point where, you know, the investments that we're talking about turn into new foundries, particularly in the U.S., would you expect there to be any discernible change in the location of where design is actually taking place for those semiconductors?
I wouldn't think so, except possibly the continued growth of design activity in China. As far as U.S., European, and Japanese companies go, the fabless ones have built their relationships with foundries various places around the world. And if we develop a more competitive foundry business in the U.S., you might see some increase for where those wafers are loaded or purchased from foundries, but it wouldn't affect the total worldwide number, either for the design tools or for the foundries themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even specifically, you know, with the, really kind of round the world, round the clock type of approach to design, so the location of the foundries really won't, have any impact on that. Is that what you're basically saying?
I think that's right. People choose their foundries for other reasons, barring a major geopolitical change that could, some of the non-U.S. foundries less viable, or could make people feel more confident in the use of offshore foundries. That's about the only dynamic that seems to be of concern to people who write for the press.
Okay. Turning to employment, it jumped again year over year, but was up just a tick sequentially for the second straight quarter. So perhaps hiring is trending back in line with revenue growth.
Yeah, it's really a strange dynamic. We've tracked this number for decades now, and we hardly ever see a quarter where the employment doesn't grow. In this case, an 8.9% jump versus a year ago. You think about that. The revenue for EDA grew 14%. The employment in EDA worldwide grew just under 9%. So either we're becoming more efficient or there'll continue to be more hiring.
So good point. Good point. Anything else that jumped out at you in the numbers this quarter?
Yeah, I think if you get within the printed circuit board numbers and other things, it's interesting to look at some of the areas of strength. Probably the second largest category, which is analysis tools, had a really strong growth at 33%, and the larger, more mature categories. I guess the largest category is physical design, meaning basically the layout of printed circuit boards and multi-chip modules. And it had a good quarter, 16.5%, as did package design. As I've mentioned several times before, the package design numbers reported in the report are sometimes misleading, because some companies report their package layout and interposer design tools and so on with their other physical PCB design tools. And in some cases, they are, in fact, the same tools. Overall, one would have to expect that with the number of multi-die modules, number of interposers, the complex packaging and so on, we're seeing continued strength there. And it's affecting both the physical layout tools and what's categorized in multi-chip modules. But I would highlight one other thing, and that is a fairly large category is library and data management, and it grew 30%. That's a big number for library and data management, taking it to, $228 million for the year. It's another one that is of interest to watch, because the use of the internet for automated search and building libraries and using those libraries in design has been an emerging trend for a long time. And it's good to see some revenue there.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one area that I think has been, at least among all the industry seers, targeted as potentially disrupted by AI and so forth. But based on the growth, maybe not so fast.
Well, or maybe it's the fact that these tools are becoming more intelligent and you can now do searches for appropriate parts when you're designing a printed circuit board that now are more intelligent, that have larger bases of data and can search more effectively and can find a more optimum part. Or maybe it's just people buying more of the same old thing. We'll see. I think the inevitability of AI making library and data management a more powerful tool is highly likely.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does appear that we are starting 2024 on a good note. Let's hope this carries through for at least a few more quarters.
I hope it's more than that.
Yeah.
But it's always good to talk, Mike.
Yep. Thank you, Wally. For PCB Chat, this is Mike Buteau. Have a good day.